Last year, the court deadlocked 3-3 on the suit brought by the owner of the Kenosha Greyhound racetrack. The suit claims a constitutional amendment approved by Wisconsin voters in 1993 makes casino games illegal in the state. Tribal leaders say if the court agrees with that, tribal casinos would be shut down, putting thousands of people out of work. It would also cancel a projected $1 billion in casino revenue the tribes have agreed to pay the state over the next decade. But the Dairyland Dog Track's attorney, Ron Raggetts, calls that an exaggerated doomsday scenario. He says if the Dog Track wins, it could lead to a new constitutional amendment.
What has to happen if we were to prevail on a legal ruling is the issue is going to have to be brought to the people if they want continuation of casino gambling. And we all get a chance to vote on that, and that's what democracy is all about.
Ironically, Dairyland owners have signed a $40 million deal to sell the dog track to the Menominee tribe, who plan to turn it into a casino. Kenosha County Board Vice Chair Terry Rose says he doubts a court ruling will lead to a new constitutional amendment. He's led the fight to block the Kenosha casino plans. Despite his efforts, the county board is expected to approve a gaming revenue agreement with the tribe next month. Rose says he hopes a court ruling will clarify the legality of tribal gaming in the state.
If the court decision says that casino gambling is satisfactory for the Indian tribes but no one else, that will at least push the issue forward here in Kenosha. If they say that it's not legal for anyone, including the Indian tribes, to have it, again, that will settle the issue. So I think that there's some finality here that needs to take place one way or the other.
Since the court last heard the case, there is a new justice on the bench. Governor Jim Doyle appointed Lewis Butler to replace Diane Sykes, who left to become a federal appeals court judge. Sykes voted in favor of the dog track suit. Butler has yet to rule on an Indian gaming case. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.